We're here now with Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist. Kim, we're basically down to the last 10% of harvest overall. The big question, how did it all turn out?
Well, I think it turned out relatively good. We could have had better protein, but our and slightly better test weight, but I think our test weight's going to be up around 59 pounds, and if we can get 59 or better, we're pretty good with test weight. Protein a little low, but at least it's not as low as it was back in 14 and 15 when it was below 11. Probably going to come in 11.5, 11.8, something like that. Bad news on the wheat as you go on further north or in other surrounding areas, the protein may not be as good, but Oklahoma crop, more bushels than expected, I think, and quality acceptable, not exceptional.
But pretty good, especially considering all the challenges with the weather.
Oh, you bet. And the protein's a little low, but the early reports are it's a good milling quality protein. It may not be as high as we like, but at least it's a good quality milling protein.
Let's expand it out and look at the U.S. picture and how things are looking overall in the country.
Well, if you look at the overall U.S. wheat production, the condition report came out a little higher than expected, and I think that had some impact on the market this last week. But the crops look relatively good. Slightly higher wheat production for the United States than we had this time last year.
And then, of course, the world picture. Let's look at everything.
Well, the world's got a record crop coming on. I know the U.S., our production's right at 1.9 billion bushels. The world crop, 2.7 plus billion, another record crop coming on at the world, unless something happens weather-wise. And, of course, we've got in about 25% of the world's crop right now, so we got another 75 to go.
Let's talk corn now. The USDA planting report is in. How is corn impacting wheat prices?
Boy, that was really the talk in the market this week. You know, those corn planted acres came in over 91 million acres, as expected, 89 or so. There's word, you know, does the market believe the corn? You know, remember, last week we were talking about corn prices high, relative 5-year high, and that we were feeding wheat. I think with if these more planted acres are there and the corn's in good condition, I think the market's afraid we're not going to feed as much wheat, and I think that had a negative impact on our wheat prices.
What else is impacting prices?
Well, you got to look at what's going on in the Black Sea. I'd say, you know, right now Ukraine's got about 15% of their harvest in. They're looking at a record crop, about 1.1 billion. It may be their first time for over a billion bushels. The Russian crop higher than last year, lower than 2 years ago, but it's coming in 2.8, 2.9. Together, Ukraine and Russia, about 4 billion bushel crop. The thing I was watching this week, and I've seen it over the last few weeks, is Romania has exported two cargoes of wheat to Egypt. I tried to look up Romania's wheat exports. I couldn't find them on our USDA record. So, you know, that's telling you what's going on in the world with wheat production and wheat exports. We've got Russia, Ukraine, the Black Sea area. We got Romania. We got everybody and their dog entering the export market with wheat. And naturally, that's having a negative impact on our prices.
You mentioned kind of the negative. Is there any hope, something we can look forward to?
Well, it's got to be in the world. Romania, they sold that wheat at $196 a metric ton. Russia sold around $195 a metric ton into FOB Egypt. That's about $4 plus wheat in Oklahoma. That's about where we are. I think our prices fell because we were above the export market. I think we're near that level now. It's dry. It's hot in Russia. Hopefully they'll lose some acres and lose some production there, and prices, if we lose some crop in Russia, then prices could come back up.
Considering this scenario you painted overall, what marketing strategy do you offer for Oklahoma producers?
Well, I felt much better about this when we had $4.60 to $4.70 wheat rather than $4.10 to $4.15. But you know, you look back over history, over the last 11 years, you sell the wheat before September 30 or August 30, really, you know, 9 out of those 11 years you sell early. I think if go ahead and move some wheat, I'd move some wheat into the market. I might buy some calls to cover that. But I think you need to stagger it in the market at least over the next 3 months. If we're going to have higher prices, it's going to be out in the November-December time period. But the odds of that are extremely small.
Okay, Kim, thanks a lot.